magnificent bastard. I read your book!
I love that quote from Patton. And doesn't that just sum up, for all of us, learning anything? We want to read the book. We want to know what those people that know, that came before us, what do they know? That's a driving motivation for me, because I really believe that great advice should not cost a fortune. The truth about investing is not what they teach in school or what your broker knows. Market fundamentals can never be completely known. Predictions by financial experts are no better than a coin flip. Mutual funds that profit only on the upside, they always implode when markets crash. Long-only stockbrokers and mutual funds see investors, that means you, as marks. Fees for stock funds are a huge scam that will cost a fortune over a lifetime. Zero and now negative interest rates are part of a permanently rigged system. The vast majority of technical analysis and chart reading is 100% voodoo. Global governments actively work against the interest of retirees and savers. And lastly, Wall Street will engineer the next market crash, just like the last one. Overpriced and worthless advice has been the standard response to those problems, until now. I've innovated something entirely new for the industry. I've spent an incredible amount of time, research, and money developing trading systems that solve those problems. My investment rules work equally on all markets and in all countries. These are rules you can literally trade from a desert island. They give the chance for big money in bull, bear, black swan, and crash markets. Where did this all start for me? It started with essential truths imparted by a brilliant mentor. First, no one can predict the future. Number two, if you can take the would-be, could-be, should-be out of the markets and look at what is actually happening, you have a big advantage. Number three, what matters most can be measured, so always count. Number four, you don't need to know when something will happen to know that it will happen. Number five, prices can only go up, down, or sideways. Number six, losses are part of life. And number seven, there is only right now, so follow the trend. My trend-following flagship product is my step-by-step solution for generating massive returns across all markets. And the hard work has been done. I've done the tedious work. I've sorted through the raw data to find the most important insights you need to know and understand about trend-following investing. You will receive my best trend-following recommendations and ideas to apply to your account for potential profit immediately. Guarantee, you will know when to enter, when to exit, how much to bet on each trade, and how to select a portfolio. You can read my full guarantee online. One of a kind. My insights are across the narrow subject of systematic trend following. My flagship product is a continuous research effort to pull together great trend following trading techniques. Best in class. Trend following systems that I provide are direct from legendary traders. These proprietary rules are rooted in an unparalleled network. Your time is valuable. Competing and conflicting voices blather 24/7 in mainstream media. Choose the wrong voice and you can go broke. Competition. Too many so-called market experts are simply free information. Data alone goes nowhere. There is no analysis. There is no wisdom. My trend-following flagship product answers questions you must know at all times. The portfolio. What market do you buy or sell? Bet sizing. How much of a market do you trade? Entry. When do you buy or sell a market? Exit. When do you exit a losing trade? When do you exit a winning trade? Said another way, what is the state of the market? What is the volatility of the market? What is your equity being traded? What is your trading orientation or your system? And what is your risk aversion? Make no mistake, trend following is mental sport, yet it is sport that can be learned. Look, for example, at the turtle traders made famous in my book, The Complete Turtle Trader. You do not need to be a math genius to be a trend following trader. Good trading rules are not complicated. There's a key chart that demonstrates my trend following lessons on my product page. It shows the stop. It shows cutting losses. It shows how your profits need to run. Don't cut your profits short. Definitely take a look at that key chart. Let me explain more the trend following thought process. For example, assume Google is trading between 650 and 670. All of a sudden, Google jumps or breaks out to a price level of 700. That type of upward movement from a range is a trigger, the entry. You might say, I don't know if Google's going to continue to go up, but it's been going sideways for 6 months, and all of a sudden the price has jumped to 700, making a new 6-month highest high. You don't argue with the market, you just say, I'm in. That's trend following thinking. What's really great about trend following? The markets that you can trade. My systems can be used for the following markets and instruments. On stocks, the S&P, the Nikkei. You can trade Apple, Tesla, I don't care, the DAX. It's about all equities, all equity indexes. You can trade bonds, interest rates, the euro dollar, 10-year notes, the Bund, currencies, all currencies, the dollar, the euro, the yen, the Aussie dollar, the Canadian dollar, metals, gold, silver, copper, energies, oil, natural gas, agriculturals, wheat, corn, softs like coffee, sugar, cotton, lean hogs, feeder cattle. You could be a futures trader. You can be a commodities trader. You can trade ETFs as a trend following trader. You can trade LEAPS options as a trend following trader. All of these markets across this select group of instruments can be traded as a trend following trader. You have the world of possibility, and no longer is your geography a hindrance. You can be anywhere and trade anything. Price action allows you to have this ability to trade any market. You don't have to understand the fundamentals of these markets. That's not needed. All you need to do is follow the trend by following the price. You will learn exact rules with my flagship product. My trend following systems answer questions like, how do you enter and exit at all times? How do you automate your trading? How do you place stops for each and every position? How do you adjust stops when trades are winning or losing? How do you take a loss to avoid a larger loss? How do you balance both long and short positions? How do you adjust trades for accumulated new profits? How do you account for volatility? How do you adjust your portfolio during a winning or a losing streak? How do you adjust risk as your account grows? How do you protect against extreme downside moves? How do you adjust your positions for volatility? How do you deal with the psychological component? And how do you choose your portfolio? Those are the types of questions that I answer with precise rules, step-by-step rules that anyone can follow to get those answers. And you need those answers or you're going to fail. Look, my trend following systems have been reverse engineered to answer questions like, how do you trade with the trend and never ignore it? How do you model the behavior of great traders? How do you manage and embrace risk with an opportunistic plan? How do you use a checklist to quantify your trading plan? How do you trade off today's price only? How do you avoid buying declining markets? How do you know when to stay out of the market? How do you know when to sell before you ever buy? How do you mentally plan for your worst case scenario at all times? How do you identify a portfolio and rank them for selection? How do you trade with a small account? How much do you trade every time? When will you increase your position? How much do you risk at all times? How do you evaluate total market risk? How do you diversify your account? How do you avoid correlation among markets? Again, those questions I provide the answers for in clear and concise rules. In short, trend following traders not only trade for big money potential on up, down, and surprise markets, they also manage their potential for loss and control more of their own free time. And let's face it, nobody wants to spend their day glued to the front of 10 monitors. Day trading is absolute nonsense. Trend following is not day trading. My flagship product will arrive in four pieces. You will receive a FedEx package, Vimeo videos, a Dropbox resource with additional manuals, audio, and video, and personalized support delivered via email. The specific contents include custom support, 18 months, the core systems trading module, the exchange traded funds module, the LEAPS options module, the single stock futures module, my money management module, and wait till you see how much detail is in my money management module. So much value right there. Also included, my case study module, three additional trading systems, my alternate entries model, my Market Wizard videos series, five videos that you will receive nowhere else. No one else has these videos because I produce them. And my trading resources Dropbox. This is one of the best libraries of trend following information you will ever find. More specifically, I also include a ton of white papers, Excel spreadsheets, Q&A, intro materials, introductory audio podcast episodes, and as I mentioned, customer support. My support team will answer 95% of all emails within 24 to 48 hours. My customers have access to support for 12 to 18 months. Just like with your CPA or attorney, you will get the needed answers. This is built right into my flagship pricing. No extra fees, no monthly costs. You can also learn trend following now anywhere, office, home, on the road, a remote South Pacific island. You can be anywhere. You will always know, what is the market opportunity in the market niche? What is your solution to beating the market? How big is the opportunity? How do you make money? How do you trade the market and profit? What is the competition? How are you better? How will you execute and manage your investing? What are your risks? And why will you succeed? Those are the types of critical questions that I've been helping customers with for over a decade. Look, free misinformation online is overwhelming. It's a minefield. My loyal customers trust me to see through the noise. And for you brand new traders, I include a ton of basic resources. I will help the experienced pro to the brand new trader. They've all been my customers, and I will continue to support everyone. What's everyone saying? My reviews are overwhelming. I have a document online, a free PDF, 80 pages of reviews and testimonials. Check it out. Again, trend following strategy is for everyone, from brand new investors and traders, to professional and institutional investors and traders, to buy and hold investors that need an alternative, to equities traders, Forex, commodities, ETFs, LEAPS, to fund managers and RIAs, technical traders and chartists, college students, and retirees killed by negative interest rates. Trend following is for anyone seeking above average profits in up, down, and surprise markets. My unparalleled research has left my customers very loyal. They pay directly for my outside the box wisdom. There are no hidden agendas. And go check out where my customers are from. USA, UK, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Brazil, South Africa, Malaysia. My customers are in 70 plus countries. You can also see the various corporations where my customers work, and you can see the universities where my customers go to school. It's a massive cross-section of people that want to learn trend following. Let me go over some of the big picture trend following philosophy that you will learn in my flagship product. Trading. Traders are different. They have a defined strategy to profit in all climates. Trend-following traders do not care what they buy or sell as long as they make money. Absolute returns. Trend-following has above-average performance over the last 7 decades. The potential to compound wealth is huge. Up and down trends. Trend-following makes money in up or down markets, bull or bear, sideways too. Tail risk. My unique trend-following strategy performs above average when market bubbles pop when the black swan arrives. For example, trend-following made huge money during the stock crash, 1973 to 74, Black Monday, 1987, Barings Bank, 1995, long-term capital management in the Asian crisis, 1997 to 98, the stock crash, the dot-com bubble, 2000 to 2002, 9/11, 2001, the Great Recession, 2008 to 2009, the oil market implosion, 2014 to 2016, and most recently, Brexit, 2016. All unexpected events that killed buy and hold mutual fund long only investors. Trend following always seems to end up on the right side of surprise. Portfolio diversification. Trend following returns are uncorrelated to traditional investments. Works on all markets. Trend following doesn't trade one market alone. Research. Trend following has profited for centuries, literally centuries. There are 2 great PDF documents on my website that you should review that shows this historical performance. Nurture beats nature. Winning traders don't have a special gene, divine gift, innate talent, inside knowledge, or huge starting capital. They just have grit. Everything flows. Trend followers react to market movements and follow along without a story about why. Statistical thinking is paramount. During a Monday night football game, Ron Jaworski, the ex-Eagles quarterback, put numbers in perspective. Play calling is about probability, not certainty. Just like trend following. Market bubbles. The mythological 100-year flood happens all the time. Since 1929, there have been 18 market crashes, always rooted in irrational exuberance. Fundamentals are religion. To paraphrase trader Paul Tudor Jones, the illusion has been created that there is an explanation for every market move, with the primary task to find that explanation. Trend following does not need news, fundamentals, or chart patterns. It is not day trading. There is no prediction. The market is never wrong. People complain nonstop for the market to go their direction, then hang on and pray it'll come back if it doesn't go in their favor. Remember, the market is never wrong. You have to bet to win. Take a big risk if you want a big reward. If you want an average reward, take an average risk. No balls, no babies. However, as Larry Hite, my friend, said, don't bet your deli to win a pickle. Process beats outcome. Do you want to be right or rich? You really have no control over the results. You have control over your action. You can only control how much you lose. Think like Kenny Rogers, the great country singer. If you must play, decide upon 3 things at the start. The rules of the game, the stakes, and quitting time. You've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Behavioral biases. The lessons of the greatest trading psychology pros are part of trend following. You can see them on my podcast. It's an absolute amazing list of the wisest people on this planet when it comes to the psychological perspective. Learn to love losses. P.T. Barnum at his circus famously said to get rid of the crowds, this way to the egress. If famed trader Amos Hostetter lost 25%, he'd exit immediately. Never mind the cheese, let me out of the trap. Technology is no mistress. Pablo Picasso famously said, computers are useless. They can only give you answers. Start by answering your daily market questions in advance. Automating answers is the easy part. Zero-sum battles are life. If you're going to win, someone else will lose. Does survival of the fittest make you uneasy? Then stay out of the zero-sum game. Hero worship kills accounts. When TV pundits say it's time to buy Google or dump Apple, millions follow random advice blindly. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Buy and hold, or shall I say hope, is dead. Buy and hold only works for investors who live forever. It also works for those who believe in magical thinking and pixie dust. Mutual funds and cosmetics, they both sell hope. No balance sheets. It does not matter if you're trading stocks or soybeans. Trading is trading. And the name of the game is to make money, not to get an A in how to read a balance sheet. No tops and bottoms. Trend following aims to capture the middle or the meat of a market trend, up or down for profit. You will never get in at the absolute bottom or get out at the absolute top. Have markets changed? Not only have markets changed, they will continue to change. If you have a valid market philosophy, learning to accept that change and flow with it is your greatest asset. No matter how ridiculous market moves appear at the beginning, and no matter how extended or irrational they seem at the end, following trends is the rational choice in a chaotic, changing world. That's exactly how the owner of the Boston Red Sox made his trend-following fortune. True reality. If you want to make money in any market, you need to mirror what that market is doing. Other things being equal, the longer you stay right with the market, the more money you're gonna make. The longer you stay wrong with the market, the more money you will lose. Price makes markets the same. You do not need to know anything about bonds. You do not need to understand different currencies. They are just numbers. Corn is a little different than bonds, but not different enough to trade them differently. Some people have a different system for each market. That is absurd. You are trading mob psychology. You are not trading corn, soybeans, or the S&P. You are merely trading numbers. No discretion. You cannot test or simulate how you were feeling when you got out of bed 15 years ago when you're looking at historical simulations. If you're going to trade using a system, you must slavishly use the system and avoid discretionary overrides. You do whatever the hell the system says, no matter how smart or dumb you might think it is at that moment. Proper betting. If you have $100,000 and you want to trade Microsoft, well, how much of your $100,000 will you trade of Microsoft on your first trade? Will you trade all $100,000? What if you're wrong? What if you're wrong in a big way and you lose your entire $100,000 on one bet? Not smart. Prenuptial agreement. The paramount factor when the market goes against you is being able to say, I'm out. You need a prenuptial agreement with the market. That means the time to think most clearly about when you will exit is before you ever get in. Home run trades. And this really gets to the core of trend following. A trend following baseball coach would approach it like the former manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Earl Weaver designed his offenses to maximize the chance of a three-run homer. Weaver did not bunt or want guys who slapped singles. He wanted guys who hit big home runs. Which leads me to my last point, the Babe Ruth parallel. Babe Ruth struck out a lot, but he was one of baseball's greatest sluggers. His home runs made up for the strikeouts. You face a challenge. We all face a challenge. How best should you invest or trade in the face of constant uncertainty? How do you best trade market bubbles for profit? Those are the critical questions. And thousands of customers have hired me for my wisdom to those answers. Now let's step back and think big picture. In the last 15 years, there have been multiple booms and busts. There has been government rigging from bailouts to quantitative easing to zero interest rates to now negative interest rates. These policies ensure that all markets go up and down all the time. But here's the trick. No one can predict market direction. However, don't worry. Prediction is not needed for trend following success. If you have trend following systems and training, you can make money in up or down markets. Why a particular market is moving is not relevant to sound investing. The Eastern philosopher Alan Watts knew trend following lessons, even if unintentional, and he's one of my favorites. To quote him, "The question, what shall we do about it, is only asked by those who do not understand the problem. If a problem can be solved at all, to understand it and to know what to do about it is the same thing. On the other hand, doing something about a problem that you do not understand is like trying to clear away darkness by thrusting it aside with your hands. When light is brought, the darkness vanishes at once." Overcoming fear and moving you toward that possible rich is what I teach in my flagship product. That means clarity of purpose is investment success. Eliminating noise with precise trend rules that adjust to any situation, climate, or cycle. That's the goal. Going on an information diet is mandatory. Blow up your cable news channels. Systematic and consistent processes beat fundamental guesses every damn time. Investment stress is a killer. Multitasking with screens, news, nonstop predictions, Pokemon Go, all of this will fry your brain guaranteed. You have to focus on the right task, not every task. And this one is so important. The religious rituals of government, media, and finance will bleed you dry. To quote one of my friends, CNBC really could not care less about the actual content of what is being said. The purpose of CNBC's game is to sell advertisements. Nothing evil or wrong about this. It's what for-profit media companies do. But the content they are producing needs to be understood as such. Deliberate practice is mandatory for trend following excellence. Please listen to my podcast episode with Anders Ericsson. Trend following does nothing until you have a great move with big profit potential. Patience is paramount. But guess what? The global deep state governmental authorities, the mutual funds, etc., don't want you thinking like that. They want you deep inside the matrix. Because those who dominate the educational system control who is accepted and who is rejected, not by measure of intelligence or skill, but by their willingness to conform to the establishment ideal. They construct a kind of automaton class, which has been taught not to learn independently, but to parrot propaganda without question. Those of us who do not make the grade are relegated to the role of obliged worshipers, accepting the claims of the professional class as gospel, regardless of how incorrect they happen to be. The whole thing is disgustingly inbred. Now let's take smart thinking a step further. Consider this non-trading example that explains the truth of process versus outcome. Instead of talking about wins and championships, Alabama head football coach Nick Saban speaks about the process. The process is Saban's term for concentrating on the steps to success rather than worrying about the end result. Instead of thinking about the scoreboard, think about dominating the man on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. Instead of thinking about a conference title, think about finishing a ninth rep in the weight room. Since Saban has won 5 of the past 13 national titles, the phrase has morphed into a mission statement for Saban's program-building philosophy. Today, everyone is trying to replicate his philosophy and results. Call it the Sabanization of college football. Once you have the trend-following process, then it comes down to your guts to play the game the right way. Famed contrarian investor Howard Marks speaks to that quest for greatness. The real question is whether you dare to do the things that are necessary in order to be great. Are you willing to be different? And are you willing to be wrong? In order to have a chance at great results, you have to be open to being both. The trend-following race for you is on. Whether you run or pretend, there is no race. One of my favorite quotations paints that picture. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed. Every morning, a lion wakes up. It knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you'd better be running. I love that because it sums up what I do. I show my customers the secrets to running with trend following. In conclusion, I want to play a clip from Alan Watts, the famed Eastern philosopher that I mentioned earlier. His view on money, his view on motivation, his view on ambition. If you don't have this, if you can't summon this, we can't work together.
What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose, I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we haven't the faintest idea what we want to do. So I always ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing. As a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I say, do you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is, you can eventually turn it, you could eventually become a master of it. The only way to become a master of something, to be really with it. And then you'll be able to get a good fee for whatever it is. So don't worry too much. Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others in. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like in order to go on spending things you don't like and doing things you don't like and to teach your children to follow in the same track. See, what we're doing is we're bringing up children and educating them to live the same sort of lives we're living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children, to bring up their children to do the same thing, so it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there. And so, therefore, it's so important to consider this question, what do I desire?
I've listened to that hundreds of times. It always gets my adrenaline going. It always gets me motivated. It always makes my day. I hope it made your day too.